And it's a great day to be at Extreme Arena in Coralville as your Indianola boys wrestling team makes the Class 3A state dual tournament.
As we welcome you to Wells Fargo Arena courtside for Iowa High School basketball, it's the Class 3A state tournament as the Dutch from Pella set to take on the Gohawks from Waverly Shell Rock.
Line drive, right field, base hit, EJ scores, Franny being waved, bobbled, and scores! A two-run Riley Duncan single, and it's 4-2 Central!
I tell you what, she's a gamer, I mean, golly geez, I mean, there's a benefit to seeing somebody for the fifth.
Here's Mace.
She finds Abby in the box. Can Abby find a foot to it?
She does!
Goal! Abby Warner with virtually no space on that left side found just enough of a gap.
94.3 KNIA, your Indians have made it to the state tournament for the first time in program history.
It'll have one last crack at it here. It goes out of bounds. One second left, and that will do it.
Yep.
So, for the second year in a row, the Norwalk Warriors have won their first round game here at the Class 3A Boys State Soccer Tournament. Today, it's the fourth-seeded Warriors 2, the fifth-seeded Marion Wolves 0. And it's as loud as it's been since the first inning.
Great.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Long strikes out. Brewer retires the last three batters of the game, two on strikeouts, and the Warriors celebrate a 4-0 regional final win over Pella. They're headed back to the state softball tournament for the third year in a row.
Playable for Tanner Rowley, and the Dutch are headed back. It's Dutch deja vu as they defeat Grinnell for the second time in 3 years to head to the state tournament.
I said it 2 years ago, and I'll say it again. The best time is dogpile time.
Coming out of turn four. It's number three for Young Money. Kyle Larson, your Knoxville Nationals champion for 2 years running and three of the last four for Kyle Larson.
That's going to do it. Zeros on the clock. Your final score, Norwalk 21, defending state champion Lewis Central 7. The Warriors have come on the road and gotten the job done. They are your Class 4A District 6 champions. They earned it tonight.
Up across the 20. He's got one man to beat at the 30. Makes a move. Now he's got one man, has the angle on him. He'll cut back. Treese is gone. 30, 20. A kickoff return for a touchdown. Newton back on top.
Yes, sir.
Riley Treese takes it to the house.
Back row attack for Katie Sheckle, who gets it in. And with a raucous student section behind them, on Thursday, the Pella volleyball team will be playing for the state championship.
And that will do it. I'll do you one better, Dorothy. There's no place like Dome. The PCM Mustangs will be stampeding to the Unidome in Cedar Falls for the Class 2A semifinals.
It's Kurt on a keeper. He's near the line to gain. And he got it by the spot. He got it.
Yes, if they don't give him that spot, it'll be a ripoff because he's well over the line.
And there's your Dome dagger.
Yeah, baby. 2 yards, but who cares? It was one more than we needed.
Collin claps his hands, takes the snap, wants to throw. They want a deep ball. Mullins at the 30 and a foot race at the 50. Mullins to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Harry Mullins, 99 yards.
99 and two-thirds. They were on the one-foot line. Holy cow, what a gutsy call. What a perfect pass by Colin Kurt. Stand in your own end zone and throw that baby on a dart.
Inside to Kobe, back over to Lincoln, now to Landon. Landon will drive, will lay it up, it scores! And there's the third Panther to score 1,000 points in Knoxville school history. Welcome to the 1,000-point club, Landon Norris.
Andrew Schneider with KNIA Radio. Tyler Harper, a state champion. Obviously a great feeling for you. A year ago, the opposite. What was it like to finally do it here today?
It's awesome. Starting first 2 years, not qualifying to second. I mean, that was cool, but this is way above it. This is so awesome.
Back here with Trevor Veenstra, the shot put champion in Class 2A for the Pella Christian Boys Track and Field Team. Trevor, before we talk on this day championship, got to reflect on a year ago. It was a frustrating Thursday for the shot put for you. How much sweeter does that make this one, going out as a senior here, kind of getting a measure of revenge after the way that things ended last year?
It's just great to come out here after the past 2 years even, not doing how I wanted to do. So just to get that throw out there really made me happy.
Our coverage from the infield at Drake Stadium continues with Hanson King. He's your Drake Relays shot put and discus champion, and now a 3A shot put champion as well after his third place yesterday. Hanson, you went with the big throw first. You got it in just under 60 feet. What was it like to kind of set the stage early and then kind of see the other guys chase you from there?
Yeah, it was a good feeling. I had a feeling that no, it wasn't going to get beat by any of the other guys. But after that, I tried to chase 60. Wasn't able to get it, but we still had a good series. And I'm very grateful and thankful for how Jesus has brought me along this season.
Back here on the infield at Drake Stadium with now a two-time state champion this weekend, the quartet of Amaya Agri, Meredith Van Wyk, Rachel Kegmarinski, and Bailey Voss, following now the sprint medley state championship, starting with the opening leg of Maya. What does it mean to have two state championships now under your belt?
It's just crazy. I didn't really expect this at all, and just being able to come here and do this with these girls means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to them as well.
Rachel, same question. What does it mean now to have two state championship titles under your belt, and not only that, but in your freshman year?
It's so crazy. I'm so grateful to God and to my coaches. I'm so thankful for these girls I was able to run with. They just made it such an amazing experience.
Our continuing coverage from the infield at Drake Stadium, we have another area state champion, Morgan Carr, in the 100-meter hurdles. Morgan, we talked about it yesterday, the opportunity. You came in as the one seed. You came out of the preliminaries as the one seed, and now here you are as a state champion. What does it feel like to have this and be at the top of Class 2A?
It feels truly awesome to have put all this hard work into perspective and really just prove to people what I can do as a sophomore.
Back here on the infield at Drake Stadium, we're talking to our newest state champion from the area. That's Norwalk's Tony Anania, following a win in the 1600 meters. Tony, leaving it all on the line. What was going through your mind as you're coming down the home stretch there and trying to make the decision, am I going to lay out, try to win this?
I knew I was definitely going to catch Ethan. I just didn't know. I kind of got right up next to him, and he kind of surged a little bit more. So I knew it was going to be a photo finish. And, you know, we both dove, put our bodies on the line, and somehow I came out on top, which was really cool.
Our coverage from the infield at Drake Stadium continues on a blistering hot championship Saturday, and running a blistering fast time, Marissa Farabee winning the 1500 meters, completing her 3000, 1500, and 5K championships this year. First of all, huge congratulations. Another great race, and it seemed like a similar strategy to your 3000. What was the mentality and mindset to get you going, and what was it like to run such a quick time today?
I would say the plan for the race was go out fast and stay fast. I knew that if I ran my best that I would end up coming in first, and I just used all the people behind me to push me. The heat was a little bit tough today, but we managed to stay cool before the race, pouring ice on ourselves. So thank you to my dad for that. I know he'll watch this and listen to this.
Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. We're here with your 2024 Class 1A State Girls Tennis Champions, the Pella Dutch. A wild finish against Xavier, 5-4. We've got the six who played today: Lily Van Dusseldorp, Claire Smock, Emily Blom, Allery Else, Bryn Higginbotham, and Mallory Westerkamp. Lily, you're the first one to my left, so I'll start with you. How special was today in this moment?
Yeah, it was really bittersweet for a lot of us. This is a lot of us last time playing as Lady Dutch, so I don't know. I try to soak it every last minute, and I was able to cheer on a lot of my teammates, all my closest friends, so it was really fun.
And ladies and gentlemen, your 3A girls team champions. They recorded the lowest score in state meet history since going to four classes and scoring five in 2003 with 23 points. The Little Dutch of Pella and Coach Doug of Cutler.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with the all-time lowest scoring team in Iowa high school cross-country history, the Pella girls, 23 points. A remarkable race here today to be the three-time Class 3A state champions. Ruth, I'll start with you. Obviously, this was the expectation coming in. It's one thing to come up here and just say, hey, we won it, but another to score so low. How awesome was it here today?
It was just incredible. The environment was crazy. Like, the weather was perfect. And I just loved spending every minute with these girls. I've just been so blessed to spend the season with them, and I just love them so much. So, yeah, it was so fun to do it with you guys.